Welcome to Torah Timecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Monkel Winter, and this week Parshas Miketz is Shabbos Chanukah. And so,
we will read the special Haftorah from Sefer Zechariah, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Dalet, through Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, chapter 2, verse 14, to chapter 4, verse 7.
So chapter 2, verse 14 begins, Rani v'simchi bas tzion, ki hineni ba v'shachanti b'sochech ne'um Hashem, rejoice and be glad, daughter of Tzion, because behold, I am coming, and I will live amongst you, says Hashem. The Haftorah begins with a cry to rejoice and continues, v'nilvu goyim rabim el Hashem b'yom ahu, v'hayu li la'am, v'shachanti b'sochech, v'yadata ki Hashem tzvakos shlachani elayech. And many nations will attach themselves to Hashem on that day, and they will be for me a nation, and I will dwell amongst you, and you will know that Hashem has sent me to you. A beautiful and exciting start to this Haftorah. Who was Zechariah? He was one of the very last prophets. He actually lived in the Second Temple era and was one of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the men of the Great Assembly. His prophecies are full of visions and scenes that he is shown and told to explain. They are beautiful and hopeful visions, but extremely enigmatic and difficult even for him to understand, and certainly, says Rashi, for us. The prophecy that we just read refers, according to Radak, to Yomos HaMashiach, the days of Mashiach, when Jews will no longer be the exceptions, the only ones who serve Hashem. Rather, all the world will attach themselves to God's service. Nevertheless, the prophet emphasizes, even in that wondrous time when everyone will want to join you in the service of Hashem, Hashem will still dwell amongst you. You will be his chosen nation. V'shachanti b'sochech, v'yadat ki Hashem tzvakosh lachani elayech. I will live amongst you, and you will know that Hashem has sent me to you. And then our Haftorah moves to a completely different topic, that of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol actually was a contemporary of Zechariah, so this section of the Haftorah takes us right back to Bayis Sheni. In chapter 3, verse 1, Vayar'eni es Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol omeid lefnei malach Hashem, v'hasatan omeid al yimino lisitno. And in it the Malach showed me Yehoshua Kohen Gadol standing before an angel of God, and the Satan was standing at his right to prosecute him. And Hashem says to the Satan, Yig'ar Hashem b'cha ha-Satan, v'yig'ar Hashem b'cha ha-bocher b'Yerushalayim, ha-lo zeh ud mutzal me'esh. I oppose you, Satan, Hashem says. Hashem, who chooses Yerushalayim, opposes you. Isn't he a brand saved from the fire? So fascinating. Why is the Satan opposing Yehoshua Kohen Gadol? Why is Hashem saving him? From which fire was he saved? And why is Hashem showing this to Zechariah? And what is the message for us on this Shabbos Chanukah? And then Zechariah is shown that Yehoshua was wearing dirty clothes and standing before the Malach. And the Malach says before all those who were standing there, Hasiru habgadim hatoim me'alav, vayomer elav, re'eh he'evarti me'alecha avonecha, v'halbeish oscha machalatos. In chapter 3, verse 4, remove his dirty clothes from him. And he said to him, see, I have removed your sins, and I am clothing you with beautiful, pristine clothes, sparkling, clean clothing. And he placed the mitznefes on his head. And then Zechariah hears the Malach say, if you go in my ways, if you guard my principles and judge my house and guard my courtyards, I will place you as one who walks between all those standing here. Oh, listen, you, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, you and your friends who are standing with you, you are men of miracles, and I will bring my servant Tzemach. And this wondrous Haftorah continues. In it, Zechariah is shown a rock with seven eyes, and then the Malach shows him a menorah with seven branches and olives. And Zechariah asks the Malach, Ma Ela Adoni, what is this, my master? And the Malach answers, oh, you know. And Zechariah insists, I don't know. And the Malach tells him, but this is Zerubbabel. And so Hashem says, Lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach, ki im beruchi, amar Hashem Tzvakos. Not with the army, not with might, but with my spirit, says Hashem. What a fascinating, uplifting, and moving vision. But what does it all mean? Zechariah, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, and Zerubbabel. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol is called an Ud Mutzal Me'esh. Hashem wants Zechariah to see that he is an Ud Mutzal Me'esh, a brand saved from the fire, and that Hashem will not let the Satan oppose him for this very reason. The second Beis HaMikdash, such a confusing, compromised, and in a sense disappointing time. They were missing so much, and it was hard to keep everyone excited and inspired. They were doing the avoda, but missing the miracles, missing the Shechina. Did it even matter what they did? Weren't they just going through the motions? And nothing went smoothly. We had such difficult neighbors who fought us, sabotaged us, tried to destroy us so many times. And it was getting hard. So much output. For what? And then it was so difficult to stay pure, to stay pristinely clean. Even the family of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol himself was not untouched by controversy, scandal, and sin. So what was the point anyways? We're just trudging along, weary, disillusioned, and exhausted. Battle-weary, and just plain tired. Tired of fighting, tired of trying. The idea of a Kohen Gadol himself wearing dirty clothes kind of says it all. And Hashem says to us, stop seeing yourselves that way. Do you know how I see you? You are my Ud Mutzal Me'esh. So many perished in the Chorban, in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So many perished in exile. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, you made it. You were saved from the fire. I love you. I cherish you. I always see you as a survivor. And I want you to see yourself as one as well. The Gemara explains that Yehoshua Kohen Gadol was literally and miraculously saved from a fire that Nebuchadnezzar himself had thrown him into. And this is the event referred to in Zechariah when he is called Ud Mutzal Me'esh, a brand saved from the fire. This phrase is not just hyperbole. It directly references a real, miraculous story from Yehoshua Kohen Gadol's life. But it's not only Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, all of you returnees who came back. You are all my Ud Mutzal Me'esh. You are Anshei Mofes. You are a miracle. It's important that you remember that you are alive because you were saved. It's important to remember that you are a miracle, a survivor. What does it mean to be a survivor? To have gone through destruction and been saved? There is a drive, a force, a sense of mission. Indeed, reminiscent of the word firebrand, a passion to live, a life, to inspire a better world, to ignite others, to live meaningfully. That comes with being a survivor. And Hashem wants Zechariah, wants Yehoshua, wants perhaps all of us to know that this is who they are, that this is who we are. And when Zechariah Hanavi is shown the menorah and asks, what is this? The Malach says, don't you know this is Zerubbabel? Of course it is. There is some confusion as to who Zerubbabel actually is, because in Ezra, Haggai, and Malachi, he is called the son of Shaltiel, while in Divrei Hayamim, he is named as the son of Pedaya. The Ibn Ezra explains that Shealtiel died without children and his brother did Yibum, and this child, Zerubbabel, was the result. In other words, he almost wasn't born. And who was his grandfather? The king of Yehuda, Yechaniah, who did not serve Hashem properly. And when he was in Yerushalayim, he did so many averos that the Navi says he would have died, should have died, childless. But that when he was captured to Bavel and thrown into the dungeons of Bavel, there he did teshuvah, and 37 years later, the new king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar's son, decided to release him, to clothe him, to feed him. Totally unexpected and miraculous. But Chazal tell us, not so unexpected. That the Mishnah, Al tisya esh min ha-paranos, don't despair even if you have already begun to be punished. You can always do teshuvah. That Chazal refers to Yehoyachin, to Yehanya. When the Rambam teaches Teshuvah, the Rambam uses this king as an example of what Teshuvah can do for us. And once he did Teshuvah, he was saved. And he had this child, and then this grandchild. That is our Zerubbabel, this menorah, who will actually lead the return to Yerushalayim and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And this, of course, is the story of Hanukkah. When the Hashmonaim, a tiny band of survivors, stood up against the mighty Greek Empire, when they lit the menorah with a tiny bit of oil, when they gave everything they had, knowing how pitifully lacking were their efforts, when all they had was their passion and their love, Hashem said that will be enough. The fire of Hanukkah happened. The fire of the menorah happened. When the Hashmonaim ignited their Ud Mutzal Me'esh and said, we are far from perfect, but we will give everything we have. And Hashem says, ultimately, lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach, kiyim beruchi. Not with the army and not with the strength. But when the spirit of Hashem rests within you, that is enough. You are enough. This week's Parsha continues the next chapter of Mechiras Yosef. As the Shvatim are experiencing their strange and troubling encounters with this volatile and unpredictable ruler, they begin to do some soul searching. And they conclude, we are guilty. Because when Yosef cried out to us and we saw his pain and we saw his fear, we should have been compassionate. And then in chapter 42, verse 22, Reuven cries out to them and says, Halo amarti aleichem leimor al techatu bayeled. Didn't I tell you, saying, don't sin with the boy? I told you and I told you. I tried so hard to save him. Reuven, the one brother who stood up for Yosef. Back in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayeshev, we find Reuven returning to the pit to try to save Yosef, only to discover that he had been sold. And the Pasuk records for all of eternity Reuven's anguish. Chapter 37, verse 29, Vayashav Reuven el Habor, Vihine ein Yosef Babor, Vayikra Espigadav. When Reuven returns to the pit, and behold, Yosef was not in the pit, he rent his clothes. Vayashav el Achav Vayomer, Hayelet Einenu, Vaani Ana Ani Ba. And he returns to his brothers, and he says, the child is not here, and where can I ever go? There is a verse in Shir HaShirim, chapter 7, verse 14. Hadudaim nasnu reach, va'al pitachinu kol begadim. The mandrakes give a fragrance, and at our gates are all manner of choice fruits. But the Medrash tells us, as quoted by the Alka Reuveni, Hadudaim nasnu reach ze Reuven, shehitzil es Yosef. The Dudaim are a reference to Reuven, for he saved Yosef. Fa'al petachenu kol megadim, that is a reference to the light of Hanukkah. So the Medrash links together the actions of Reuven to the actions of the Hashmonaim, to the miracle of Hanukkah. These psukim that we read that speak about Reuven, what did he ultimately accomplish? Not much. He wanted to save Yosef. He tried to save Yosef, but he didn't actually succeed, did he? So he got them to throw him in a pit instead of killing him. But that changed everything. Because he cared. In this terrible story of callous cruelty, there was one of the Shvatim who cried out, who said, I'm not okay with this. And the Medrash wants us to know that this is also the story of Hanukkah. No, you don't always have the power. Maybe you're just a tiny group of Udim Mutzal Me'esh, but I want you to know that if you use your voices, you can be a miracle. You can stand up to the great Greek Empire. You can make the miracle of Hanukkah happen. You are Anshei Mofes. And when we recall that the Haftorah begins not with this story, but with a vision of the times of Mashiach, we understand just how far this effort can go, just where it can lead us to, when we stop being battle-weary and see ourselves as miracle children no less than Zerubbabel, as miraculous survivors no less than Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, when we act with the passion of Reuven, of the Hashmonaim, when we give all of our passion, all of our fire once again, that passion, that menorah light can bring us all the way to the beautiful times of Mashiach, and we will indeed, rani v'simchi, rejoice as we feel finally and forever v'shachanti b'sochech, Hashem dwelling amongst us. Thank you for learning together.